Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
By disseminating CEO wisdom, the CEO Show elevates business, the economy, and society.
Hello, America. I'm Robert Reese, and welcome to CEO Show. We're here today with Erica Lee. How are you, Erica?
Fine, thank you, Robert. Thank you for having me.
Erica is the CEO of what is officially called Marquis Who's Who, and everyone knows this is Who's Who. Many people call it Marquis Who Who. It was founded in 1898, and she is actually, I am proud to say, the first female CEO in over 120 years, and we're going to hear about a tremendous transformation of a significant, important brand. Tell us, Erica, from your perspective as CEO, what is Who's Who?
Marquis Who has been the most reputable, reliable, and prestigious documenter of biographical data since its founding, as you said, in 1898 by Albert Nelson Marquis. And what he did was travel the United States looking for the best and the brightest over a cross-section of different industries. And he wanted to amass them into a book that would not just go onto shelves in libraries, but actually sit on shelves at homes. And it was the premier guide, and everybody wanted to get into the Who's Who. I actually have the first flagship book that was published in 1899. And this is the Who's Who in America. Obviously, we are keeping it safe because the pages are very brittle and frail. But what we've done here is taken Marquis from the book that sits on one of the shelves of a beautiful library, as you see behind me, and we've listed the names off of these pages. And what we've done is we've brought in a suite of branding products and services so that our biographical listees, the people that make it into the Marquis Who's Who, are able to now take their expertise that's written by our biographical editors and that appear on the book and put that online so that they're discoverable, that they have the online credibility and exposure that will enable people to find out about them beyond just Marquis listees.
So I want to share with you my grandfather. When I was a young kid, I remember him taking this old book off the shelf and saying, "Robbie, my boy, there I am. I'm in Who's Who." And he was a lawyer, and he was very excited about it. But there are also stories about people like Warren Buffett, who he learned his tricks of the trade by reading up the biographies from Who's Who. So you have this iconic brand. How do you keep a legacy brand relevant when it was a book on the shelf and now the world is completely changed? What is your theory on how you're going to market and brand what you have?
So there were a few different evolutions, right? It started with the book. And then from there, we evolved and took the information in the book and put it into an online biography. That's called the MBO, which is Marquis Biographies Online. And Marquis Biographies Online is actually accessible right now in many of the major public institutions, libraries, and also corporate libraries, people like the New York Times, ABC News. They all subscribe to the Marquis Who's Who. So that was one evolution where we took the information that we had, we made it searchable, we made people that were researching information about these C-level executives, these your grandfather, other doctors, and sole proprietors, and then we gave them that access. But that access was limited to only libraries and people that had access to those libraries, those private libraries. Yale University, my alma mater, is one of those libraries that has our database. Then moving forward, we decided that it was important to listen to what our biographical listees needed for their own personal and professional growth. And realizing that we had all of this information, all of this data about them, but all it did was sit in a book that didn't serve them in the way that things like our branding products and services were able to. And those include press releases and writing press releases. What's going on in your life? How do we get that information out? How do we get that distributed? We have video biographies that we do with fireside chats. We work with Star Jones, who's a celebrated interviewer. She's also an attorney herself, and she's in the Broadcast Hall of Fame. She is our main interviewer, and she sits down and really gets to the crux of what our biographical listees want to talk about. What do they want people to know? We also have radio interviews. We have for partnerships with the Wall Street Journal and United Airlines and American Airlines, where we have placements in their magazines that are in their airlines as well as they go home. So this kind of access are things that only marquee biographical listees have the ability to get through their benefits and services through us. But in terms from a marketing perspective, it enables us to therefore showcase the 1.6 million biographical listees that we have in our database online, where they are discoverable, and people are coming back to us saying, wow, a friend of mine found me because he saw me in the Wall Street Journal. Or I have colleagues that are saying, how did you get into the American Way magazine? Or I saw you in the Millennium magazine. How did you get into that? Right? So you have people coming back and saying that they were discovered or rediscovered through the services that we provide to our listees.
And you mentioned partnerships before, and several of them. What is your value proposition on, if I'm a CEO, why would I want to have a partnership with you?
Well, we focus on a great amount of different people, from C-level executives to financiers, political figures, noteworthy individuals, physicians, and also doctorate holders, professors. So we've got a database of, as I said before, 1.6 million people, and they're looking for different products and services that would be able to help propel them in their careers. I'm looking for companies that have the similar demographic to ours, that we could potentially do partnerships with, strategic partnerships that we have actually strategic partnerships right now with different companies that are working really, really well because they're in our same space. And so we can provide services to the people that they're working with and do cross promotion and cross branding between us and them. As well as we're looking for companies to acquire. We want to grow our product line. We want to grow our company. So if you are in our demographic, if you're targeting the C-level professional, the sole proprietor, and you need a partner, Marquee might be that partner for you. If you're looking for an acquisition, come to us. I'll put my information. You'll send my information out. I'm sure we'll do that through social media. But I am looking for companies that we can work with to help strengthen our brand, strengthen our benefits, and give our listees the most for their listing in Marquee Who's Who.
What is the key to successful customer experience that you have? And then talk about how you help your clients with their customer experiences.
So I think the key for us, constant communication with our listees. What we do, we don't have a robot in front of you. We have actual people who are dedicated. They're called branding representatives, and they're dedicated to our customer base. And they call them. They literally get on the phone, which is something that you don't hear very much about these days. It's all by email. But now we're getting on the phone. We're contacting. We're touching in with our customers on every few months just to find out what's going on in their lives, right? Because information is only as good as how current or how updated it is. Right? And information moves fast, right? So we can put out information about you last year, but that's only as good as last year. So what we consistently do is we touch in with our listees to make sure that we always have our finger on the pulse. We are hearing from them. We want to make sure that did they receive their information? Did they receive their products? How did they like their products? We take surveys. We want to make sure that we know if we're doing something right to ensure that our customers are satisfied with the products and services that they receive. In terms of our helping them, basically through the products that we have, through the work that we're doing to give them that kind of exposure, that visibility, that credibility, what we're able to do is give them access to that first few pages of from a search on an online online search engine where they are found, they're discoverable, people can contact them to do interviews like this, people can contact them for consulting services. So we're helping them by giving them the type of exposure that will allow the public, who they're behind their computers, they're online, they're Googling. You need that kind of a presence, and we're giving it to our listees in a way that's meaningful, where they are getting their own customer base, their own clients coming to them saying that they've seen them. They're actually Googling them, they're finding them, and they're able to get more more customers from that, or more eyes, more visibility.
We're about to take a commercial break. When we come back, we're going to find out about the personal side of Erica Lee, CEO of Marquise Who's Who.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around a dollar a day. But supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Join me, George Norrie, for Contact in the Desert Worldwide Virtual UFO Conference, June 25th to the 28th. Contact in the Desert will be an epic weekend of exploration into UFOs, ancient alien civilizations, consciousness, AI, crop circles, and cutting-edge science. More than 130 presentations, 67 speakers, and 2 extra weeks to view our extraordinary lineup. Get your tickets today at contactinthedesert.com. It's time to make contact. Contactinthedesert.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi. I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
By disseminating CEO wisdom, the CEO Show elevates business, the economy, and society. Each episode, we speak with transformative CEOs, people who create new value, reinvigorating a company, reinventing an industry, or rebooting society.
Hi, this is Robert Reese on the CEO Show, where we interview the CEOs who've reinvented the fabric of America. We're here today with Erica Lee, who is the CEO of Marquise WhoWho, and it's actually Marquise WhoWho, founded in 1898, and we're going to talk about, you are the first woman CEO and woman of color, which is fabulous. We're going to talk about that in a while, but first I want to talk about personal challenges. So one personal challenge is, I know that you face, there are a lot of imitators, and they're always trying to say the same with fake news, just like with the AP. How do you manage the challenge of everyone trying to imitate and do fake news in the biographical information that you're providing?
Right. From a biographical data perspective, as I've mentioned before, we touch base with our listees. So we're in contact with them. They have access to update their information, unlike other other sites where you have people that can just update the information at will. We have to vet everything through the listee. It's by approval only that we put up their information. So they're making sure that they're the final editors of the information that goes up. So that's one way of being able to keep our information true and accurate to from the point of our biographical listees. From the imitator's perspective, we've worked really, really hard to separate ourselves from different companies that are attempting to either align themselves or say that they're aligned with Marquise WhoWho, say that they are Marquise WhoWho, calling and contacting biographical listees under suspicious and fraudulent means. And we've worked with now the federal authorities. We're working with them hand in hand to try to take down these imitators. It's disconcerting. It's mean, and it really, the terrible business practices from our perspective to do these types of things. And why? The world is your oyster. There are so many different avenues that you can have to do business. You know, they say imitation is the best form of flattery, but that may be true, but not when you're trying to sully a brand name by trying to capture its customer base by saying that you are actually us. So, you know, what we've done is we've sent letters to our customers to let them know. We have a fraud webpage. We, as I said, have been in contact with the authorities that we are in constant communication with on a weekly basis to let them know what the imitators are doing now. You know, and we're making sure that our listees know that do not give your credit card information out to any of these people. Even if they say, oh, I have the last four digits on file, I just don't have access to it because my database is down right now. Can you read that off? And you would be surprised how many people just rattle that off because they have that trust in our organization. Everybody has a BIOG number. It's a VIP number that we give out. And if you don't have, they don't have that number, they're not us. Right. So we also tell them to just make sure that you know that if they don't have that VIP number, then don't do business with them. Also, they have a dedicated representative. If they're not being called by their dedicated representative, again, they're not our company. So we are working behind the scenes day and night to make sure that we're still separating ourselves from the imitators, that we're helping the authorities to bring them down, which we were able to bring down one back in 2019. And we're working on a few more now, and just keep everybody honest. and with the same type of integrity that we have at Marquis.
Let's talk about your vision as a multicultural woman who is a CEO of a company who has not had even a woman CEO in 120 years. What is your vision of how the world will change? And specifically, I want you to look through the lens of who's who, because who's who is about significance and about success. How did those two meet together?
Yeah. So I think from a vision perspective, we started something that is really important. It's called the Marquee Makers List. And the Marquee Makers List, actually, our executive editor of the Makers List is Star Jones, who has been working with us in our video biography series. She's been committed to diversity, equity, and inclusion for her entire lifespan. Basically, what we do is highlight and we celebrate people with ideas, positions, standards, talents, discoveries, and innovations through these lists and that have the ability to affect change. So what we're doing is we're compiling monthly lists that have people who are thought changers, game changers, and bringing those names, a diverse list of people, to the forefront. Not just names you know, but these are people that have, that are working behind the scenes, and we're bringing their names out so that they get the recognition that they don't always receive. So our last list, our list in April was in finance and innovators in finance. Our next list in May is STEM. And what we're focused on is not the STEM that you already know. It's science, technology, education, and medicine. So we're bringing leaders. We've assembled people who we want to recognize their achievements and their accomplishments in the fields of science, technology, and education, and medicine. And what we'd like to do is create a diverse list of people that we put out every month, so folks can see who they are, why they're thought changers, why they're important, and why they affect change. So from a vision perspective, what Who's Who is doing is we are creating the dialogue around these people, these names that you need to know, and hopefully they will inspire you to be great, right? They inspire so that we can aspire to do something wonderful, and they make us even better people than we were before. So I'm really excited about this next list that we're putting out. We also do focus next month on the Asian and Pacific Islander community. So I think it's Asian and Pacific Island Month, Heritage Month. So we're putting together, especially in light of the anti-Asian sentiment and the issues around the Asian community, what we'd like to highlight are some people who we think are just great leaders and change makers within the Asian community as well. So I think from a Who's Who perspective, bringing out important, interesting, diverse people that folks need to know, and doing that in a big way, and we do that every single month, is something that is helping us from a diversity and inclusion perspective.
And I want to thank you very much. We're speaking with Erica Lee. And everyone, when you think of Who's Who, now think of inspire to aspire. What a wonderful line. A pleasure having you on the CEO Show.
Thank you so much for having me. This has been wonderful. Thank you.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
For over 20 years, Extendivite has been helping people Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. Glad I found this product. I am 51 years old and started getting headaches a couple of times a week. I went to the doctor and my blood pressure was a little high at around 150 over 95. I found out about Extendivite and I ordered some to try it. Immediately, I felt better and it lowered my blood pressure and my headaches went away almost instant. I have been taking it now for about 4 months and I am so glad I found this product. You won't be disappointed. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2 month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNloans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNloans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNloans.com. That's GCNloans.com.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. That's 800-880-1896.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A 1 pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Hi, this is Robert Reese, and welcome to CEO Forum. This week, you'll learn with over 500,000 listeners the secrets of success from top CEOs. No sound bites, no gotchas. Instead, you'll hear direct insights, stories, and wisdom on personal leadership and on growing your business. unfiltered, and straight from the most successful CEOs. Hope you enjoy. And if you miss a CEO interview, you can hear any on our website, www.ceoforum.ceo.
Hello, America. I'm Robert Breese, and welcome to the CEO Show. We're here today with Nancy Brown, who's the CEO of the American Heart Association, AHA. How are you?
Hi, Robert. Thank you so much for inviting me to be with you today, and I'm doing very well. Thank you.
Now, when you ask, how are you, it's a loaded question because it's very different than this pandemic we're in. We're going to talk a lot about what AHA is doing as well as your philosophy on leading through crisis. But let's just first start off because AHA, I've interviewed like 750 of the top CEOs, the only organization I know that has 40 million volunteers. How do you get to 40 million and how do you manage 40 million?
We do have 40 million volunteers and supporters in America and around the world that really fuel the work and the mission of the American Heart Association. Of course, we've been at this since 1924 when the AHA was founded. And I think what's especially unique, in addition to the fact that we have 40 million volunteers and supporters, is that these individuals come from so many different areas of life. We have about 38,000 science and medical volunteers that are clinical cardiologists, neurologists, basic scientists, epidemiologists, experts in nutrition, so a whole committee of scientists that lead the work of the AHA. And then in our communities throughout this country and around the world, we have business and medical volunteers who really power our work at the grassroots level.
And just talk about your mission and what it is. You've been doing this for 95 years.
A few things about our work. You know, we are the American Heart Association, so our strongest presence is in the United States. But we have a strong and very active set of activities globally that include our activities in scientific research and scientific meetings, but also CPR and emergency cardiovascular care training. We establish the guidelines for healthcare providers on how to treat people who have risk factors for heart disease, like blood pressure or type 2 diabetes or elevated cholesterol, but also how to manage the diseases, heart disease and stroke. And we also, as mentioned, you know, are a leader in first aid and CPR training, as well as education programs in communities and a lot of work in advocacy, especially these days.
I've been for years on hospital boards, and cardiac is always the most expensive, most complex. It's amazing how many people die just from cardiac.
Yeah. Heart disease, cardiovascular diseases, which are multiple diseases, kill more people in this country every single year than any other disease. Globally, 17.5 million people a year lose their life from cardiovascular disease. And I think especially now we are seeing the risk factors for heart disease, things like elevated blood sugar levels or type 2 diabetes, obesity, hypertension. These issues, a use of tobacco, these issues are leading to people being more at risk for terrible things like COVID-19. And so you're right, you know, that this is our life's work is to help people both manage their health up front so that they don't have a fatal heart attack or a stroke as they age.
So let's talk about this pandemic. You're in a unique situation that you have 38,000 scientists who are focused on health. I know you're doing incredible things. Talk about what AHA is doing during this crisis.
Yeah. We're, you know, from the moment we recognized that this crisis would develop into a pandemic, which was back in late January or early February, we saw, you know, I came home from the World Economic Forum in Davos, where I had just finished my term as chairman of the healthcare governors of WEF. And we were hearing at that time about this virus in China. And, fortunately, in addition to all the great medical and science volunteers, we have a number of leading medical and science leaders on the staff of the AHA. And we began to be worried about this right away. And because of our international scientific collaborations, we were getting a lot of information from China and from Italy and other scientists that this was going to be bad. And so in addition to preparing my workforce for this, we really focused on how could we utilize the platforms of the American Heart Association in science, in advocacy, and our trusted voice to patients and the public to really make a difference here. And so we've done a number of things. You know, we back in late February or early March, we began to think about the science behind those who were being afflicted with COVID-19. And we were hearing from our doctors who are a part of the American Heart Association, where the epidemic was first entering the U.S., that individuals were coming in, you know, people that were at higher risk, that were over 60 and had these pre-existing conditions, but that there were also healthy people coming into the healthcare system that were developing these fatal arrhythmias due to myocarditis or inflammation of the heart. And so we knew we needed to do something, and we immediately announced a series of rapid action research grants to help answer that. We also have created a registry powered by our Get With The Guidelines platform, which is present in 2,300 U.S. hospitals, to actually document the care that COVID-19 patients are receiving in hospitals that choose to participate. Because we are the authors of CPR and first aid guidelines in the U.S. and around the world, we knew that many healthcare providers were being called into action to deal with the COVID-19 emergency that maybe hadn't recently taken courses in intubation and respiration. And so we quickly retooled our courses and made them available to anyone, anywhere that needed them. And then, of course, we have been on the front line for patients who are confused and concerned. They're hearing things about medications and should they or shouldn't they take medications. And we've been clarifying the science for people. And we also have been helping to advocate for the federal stimulus packages to focus on those individuals most at risk, the most vulnerable populations in this country, who will end up in an even worse place, we're sorry to say.
I commend you on doing great work. And you do a lot of things with CEOs as well. As a matter of fact, you have these special CEO roundtables where you have about 42 top CEOs who are involved regularly. How is that playing out in this pandemic?
Just a bit of history. This roundtable was founded by Henry Kravis and Barry Lundgren, and they were our founding chair people and really built the foundation of the roundtable. Now they were succeeded in leadership by Brian Moynihan, the CEO of Bank of America, of course, and Alex Gorsky of Johnson & Johnson, who have done just an exquisite job of narrowing the roundtable in on the issues that matter most to employees and communities and companies. And so our philosophy is that we want to improve health and well-being for employees and families and communities in this country. And so the roundtable does a lot of work around mental health, well-being, resiliency, but also, you know, trying to make sure that we're testing new models of engaging employees in their health and well-being. And so these CEOs also are very committed to lead by example on all of these fronts. And I think the leadership that they are showing during the COVID-19 crisis is incredible. And we're proud of each and every one of them.
If anyone wants to get involved, the CEO with AHA, how do they do that?
Well, you know, certainly they can reach out to me or to the American Heart Association, and we would love to talk about what membership in the CEO Roundtable means. It really means that we have gathered together CEOs who are willing to put the health and well-being of their employees as a core fundamental priority of their leadership. And for any CEO, you know, that is interested in talking more about making that kind of commitment, we would welcome a conversation.
Probably we're hitting May 5th, which is Global Giving Day, so that ties in perfectly.
It does. You know, May 5th has been launched as a global day of giving. I think this is a wonderful opportunity for people in the U.S. and around the world to remember organizations like the American Heart Association that power so much of what we take for granted, whether it's medical guidelines, medical research, the fact that we largely live in tobacco-free societies, all of those things are thanks to organizations like the AHA. And so we're asking people to support our Show Us They're Good campaign, and you can learn more about that by visiting AmericanHeart.org.
We're about to take a break. When we come back, we're going to be speaking with Nancy Brown, the CEO of American Heart Association, and we're going to be talking about women in business and the special things that we're doing there, as well as post-pandemic, what her view is. Back in a few.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
Schools are opening. So much opportunity to share not just memories of 2020, but germs. Worrying about your child bringing a cold or flu home is a thing of the past. Today, we have to be concerned about COVID. That's why you need to be sure your kids are protected in their school with the one-of-a-kind patented Safe Air Network equipment that continuously decontaminates not only air, but all surfaces. 99.9% decontamination in 3 minutes to begin with, and then continuously, so if any of the air or surfaces get recontaminated, no worries. Safe Air Network is not only the only system that cleans air and surfaces, it's chemical free and 100% safe to use in an occupied room. The equipment is plug and purify, the easiest equipment to use as soon as it is received. Contact Safe Air Network now at safeairnetwork.com. That's safeairnetwork.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Join me, George Norrie, for the Worldwide Contact in the Desert Virtual UFO Conference, June 25th to June 28th. Contact in the Desert is an epic weekend of adventure jam-packed with exciting explorations into UFOs, ancient civilizations, AI, crop circles, forbidden archaeology, disclosure, and the newest evidence of ongoing contact, sightings, and leading-edge science. This amazing weekend delivers more than 130 presentations and special events showcasing 67 speakers from all over the world, with 2 extra weeks to view your favorite leading experts, including Avi Loeb with Clyde Lewis, Linda Moulton Howe, Paul Hellyer, John Lear, Russell Targ, David Childress, Doc Wallach, and more. With breaking articles in the New York Times and acknowledged naval sightings, and more importantly, the new release of classified documents on the day of the soft opening of Contact in the Desert, we are your source for inside information. Join us June 25th at contactinthedesert.com to get your tickets today. Make contact, contactinthedesert.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCMteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCMteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
Hi, this is Robert Breese on the CEO Show. We're here today with Nancy Brown, who is the CEO of American Heart Association. So you are doing really interesting thing with women and technology. And I know during this pandemic, you have all different types of people involved in this together.
We do. And, you know, women have long been a priority for the American Heart Association for a number of reasons. Probably the most prominent reason is the fact that women understand that heart disease is their greatest health threat. And so we launched about 15 years ago a campaign called Go Red for Women to help women not only gain a better understanding, but to take action to control their ultimate heart health and well-being. And as part of this commitment to women, we've recognized that young women have a real opportunity to play a significant role in the future of health and medicine country. And so we focused a lot on STEM for young women.
When you say young women, what ages? Are you talking high school, 30 years old?
I would say high school and undergraduate and even junior high school. You know, we have events and activities in communities where we are encouraging young women to consider careers in science, technology, and healthcare. And through Go Red for Women, we've created a number of ways that young women can see this future career potential in front of them. We also are working with women and technology through specific initiatives like Research Goes Red, as an example, which is a technology-based engagement platform that the American Heart Association and Verily Life Sciences have created to create the world's largest registry of women who want to communicate with us about their status of their health and well-being. And during this COVID-19 crisis, we're asking women who are part of Research Goes Red to tell us how, first of all, how are they managing their life at home, things like stress levels, diet, exercise, caring for family. But we're also trying to learn more about the COVID-19 symptoms and recovery through this process.
Let's talk about your leadership philosophy. You've been there already for, I think, 12 years as CEO. What is your core leadership philosophy? And has that changed any in leading under a crisis? I mean, you came in right in the financial crisis, right?
Yeah. So it's funny you say that. I often reflect on the fact that the day I was selected by the American Heart Association board to be the new CEO was the day the stock market hit 6,900 back in 2008. Now, of course, I had been the chief operating officer of AHA for about 8 years before then. But that was certainly an unprecedented moment I hoped I would never see again. And I think in so many ways, here we are with something that's even more significant because the absence of certainty of where we are now and where this is going provides all of us with a new level of complexity in managing our organizations. And, you know, for me, I have spent my life in service of others, whether it's been in my almost 34-year career with the American Heart Association or my work in healthcare prior to joining the American Heart Association. And that really is core and fundamental to my leadership approach. And you know, I think every day I am so blessed to not only have an incredible group of staff who share the values of making the world an equitable and better place for all, but the volunteers that we've already talked about. And so for me, you know, listening, understanding how I personally can have the greatest impact and how our organization can, these are all things that matter deeply to me. Certainly that I am doing my best to exercise that muscle as I'm leading our organization through these unprecedented times.
As you're leading, leaders are always thinking about the future, and you're in a unique situation of having 40 million volunteers hitting on the most important healthcare issues that are around, really. Let's look post-pandemic. What is your take on the advances that will occur, say, 2 years out? We know there's no way about it. We're going to lose a lot of lives. That's inevitable, unfortunately, and that's what's going to happen. But when you try to look at silver linings, you're going to have a lot of medical communities talking with each other. You have 38,000 already. So talk about post-pandemic, what the potential is.
Yeah. You know, I think what we're seeing during this pandemic is the best of people and organizations who really are working together in unprecedented ways to add value to this problem. And I might speak about science and about healthcare delivery, two huge pieces of the work we do at the AHA. You know, you look at the global scientific collaboration and the race to find a vaccine, an antiviral, you know, new findings and understandings about resistance and understanding how people can work together to do things faster and better. I can tell you in our own experience with the rapid action research grants we gave, we don't do work this way. You know, we put out a pot of money and we gave people 2 weeks to give us their best ideas on no more than three sheets of paper. You know, to the academic world, that's like usually you get months and, you know, reams of paper to share your ideas. You know, in healthcare delivery, we've learned a lot about what's great about our healthcare systems, and we've also recognized some vulnerability, and we are committed at the American Heart Association to do our part to help make sure that every healthcare worker, you know, has the tools and resources they need to be able to effectively do the jobs they are so passionate about. And I think for our companies, you know, I can speak for my company and the organizations that I spend a lot of time with, whether I'm on their boards or I just see it in action. You know, I think we'll all be resetting the expectations of what it is we can do and deliver in the short term. And in the long term, for us at least, we have learned that no matter how fast and innovative we thought we were, we can be faster and more in it when we need to be. And to me, that needs to become part of the fabric of our organization to do even more to pull on that muscle. I think we've learned that a lot of things we thought required face-to-face interaction. And let me tell you, I live in a face-to-face business. My job and that of our team is to build relationships with people who care deeply about our cause. You know, Zoom meetings work pretty well, and virtual interaction can really work well also. So I think there's a lot of things that will, in a longer term, help strengthen the way business is done. And I, for one, intend to make sure we don't forget what it is we've learned during this time.
And that is an inspirational close. I want to tell you what a pleasure it is, Nancy, to have you on the CEO show.
Thank you so much, Robert. I appreciate being here.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.